We have been recruiting volunteers mainly through our website. Many people who are interested in coming are going to the Congress, going to the website, and there's a link then to several pages on volunteering for the Congress, including the application form, frequently asked questions. Other people then are hearing about it through their parish bulletin. Some parishes indeed have people speaking in the parishes advertising the need or promoting the need for volunteering for the Congress and asking people to maybe consider volunteering for the week of the 10th to the 17th of June.
And what, I mean, you got responses from your website, you got responses from the word of mouth, you got responses from people preaching. How many people did you get, or what kind of work will they be doing?
Yeah, so the number at the moment, we're up over, at this point in time, over 700 volunteers, thankfully. So we're on our way. The number we need is between 2,000 and 3,000. So we've a good few volunteers already in, but we'll need a good few more.
And how are you going to, go the same way, or do you have some new ideas about how you could recruit people?
Yeah, we're always looking for new ways to get the word out, just in terms of the need for volunteering. So obviously through maybe newspaper articles, or obviously promoting links from Facebook, etc., etc. But at the end of the day, very often it's the personal invitation that is the strongest. So even at this stage, we're asking volunteers who are currently on our database to ask a family friend, a neighbour, someone they know to consider being a volunteer for the Congress.
What are they volunteering for? What work will they be doing?
The work for the week of the volunteer will vary considerably. Most people will be involved in what we call event services, the event services team, which includes working as a steward, as ushers, and functions like that. They will, again, primarily be based for the week in the RDS, since that's where the Congress will happen. We also have more specialised roles as well for volunteers, such as transportation, logistics, media, pastoral and liturgy team. So there's many other more specific roles than that. So really, there's a wide variety of roles and a wide variety of needs that we need volunteers to fill.
Mm-hmm. Do people need to have had experience before, or can anybody volunteer?
Anybody can volunteer. You just need to be over 18 years of age. And you can be young or old. It doesn't matter on your experiences. We all have different experiences, and please God, they can be put to good use for the week of the Congress. It's also an opportunity for people as well to maybe attain maybe a new skill. They may want to volunteer in a specific area just to maybe learn something about something that they may not have very little experience on. But no matter what the role that a volunteer will be working in, there'll be training provided, so no fears on that side of things.
Okay. And is there a lot of enthusiasm around the Congress? Are people excited about it?
Yeah, I think there is. Obviously, in certain parishes in certain parts of the country, there may be more enthusiasm for volunteering than others. But I think in general, as we move closer to the actual Congress, there is more enthusiasm for volunteering for the Congress. And we can even see that in the volunteer numbers. Week by week, it's actually increasing. So this is a very positive trend, and I expect to see that through this early spring of 2012 as well.
Mm-hmm. And what is going to be looked at the Eucharistic Congress? What are the main themes of the Eucharistic Congress for next year?
Yeah, the theme, as you know, is the Eucharist, communion of Christ and one another. There will, for the week of the Congress, be a theme of a day, beginning on the Monday, which is more ecumenical, and then different themes taken up each day through the week. So the workshops particularly and other talks that happen will focus on those themes of the day, and different speakers will be invited in from overseas, indeed have been invited in from overseas. Many are both speakers we know of here in Ireland, and a lot of our international speakers coming in to speak on the theme of the day, each and every day.